Our first lesson from the Apocalypse Revealed started with, believe me, grace on the part of God, it is infinite and eternal. This is from a story that Swedenborg told when he was seeing spirits in the other world. And the Lord showed him a man surrounded by books. And Swedenborg asked him, what are all these books? The man also had a copy of the Word open in front of him. And scattered over his desk were little scripts of paper, each with a little hurriedly jotted note. And Swedenborg asked him, what are you doing? And he said, all these books are books from the world that prove that salvation is by faith alone, and that without the grace of God, we would all be going to hell. And I am looking through the Word to confirm that faith alone is how we're saved. And so Swedenborg's response is, believe me, grace on the part of God, as it is infinite, so it is eternal. If grace should depart from God, it would be all over with the whole of human and the human race. So grace is the way anyone is saved. Without grace, no one would be saved. But it is not through faith alone. Grace, as we read, is a gift from the Lord. It is what the Lord came on earth to give us. He is grace and truth, and he gave us grace for grace. And grace means a gift, something graciously given, free, without strings. The Lord has given it to all of us. We have grace from the Lord. The key is knowing what that gift is. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, is a version of the Christmas story. Maybe you missed it. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. The Word made flesh is Jesus Christ. And that's how he gave us grace. And this is his Christmas present to all of us, grace. And you have it in your heart, an affection for truth. All people are born with the Lord implanting in them, right from the very first, from him, a little remnant from the Lord, an affection for truth. And that's what grace is. Grace is when you hear, thou shalt not steal, and you say, that must be true. Maybe you don't act on it. Maybe you still do terrible things, like lie or cheat or steal. But that you know it's wrong is because the Lord gave you grace, an affection for truth. And more importantly, as we read, the humility that comes from that affection for truth. Knowing that without truth and without our willingness to be affected by it, we would be human. We would be like animals or beasts or monsters. So that's what grace is. Grace for grace has been given to all of us. This is a very important teaching, and one that sometimes we forget in our church. But there's actually a wonderful reason why sometimes we forget about grace. And it's because of a promise to the new church. As we read in Apocalypse Explained, those in the spiritual kingdom, it has been granted by the Lord to be in the affection of truth, or grace. And this divine is what is called grace. In the spiritual kingdom. Now there are two kingdoms, a spiritual kingdom and a celestial kingdom. The spiritual kingdom is an affection for truth. It's where you realize that is true, and I will humble myself to it and live by it. And ever since the time of Noah, people have needed to be saved by that affection for truth. But there is a promise for the new church, that people of the church can become celestial. This isn't talking about the celestial heaven, but the celestial kingdom. A kingdom, a rulership of heaven. And those people are saved by grace and mercy, an affection for good. But mercy, the affection for good, cannot come to anyone born today without first receiving grace. So open your gift. The Lord has given you grace. The pathway to heaven lies first through His word, being willing to be affected by it and to humble yourself to it. Our worship services often end with the last few verses from Apocalypse Revealed, or from the Apocalypse, or the Book of Revelation. And they are, "And if anyone shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and out of the things written in this book." In other words, if you don't receive the truth, you can't enter into the kingdom. "He who testifies these things says, 'Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus.'" And then, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." How many times have you heard that in church? And just, it was the blessing at the end. But now you might have an idea, an inkling of what that means. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. May you be affected by the truth that you hear. May your heart be stirred to action. May the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ be opened within you. Because there lies the path to the kingdom of God. Amen.